Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.
Pastor Mvunelo, how are you doing this afternoon?
I'm great, Zama. Thank you. How are you doing?
Very well. Thank you, Pastor. Great to have you on board. I hope you've been fine.
Yeah, we haven't spoken for a while, but we are okay. We are alive and we good. And I hope that's the same for you and your listeners.
Oh, yeah, that definitely. We are good. Thank you so much, Pastor. Now we're kicking off a new series together with you that will run over the next 6 weeks, every week, the next 6 weeks. We're going to be speaking to you about, leadership and transformation. This is the segment that we're going to be spending time with you about different leadership principles inspired by the Grace Flow series, a ministry that we are going to be discussing today as an introduction. So very briefly, Pastor, we're actually just going to be doing an intro, just understanding what Grace Flow is all about and what are we going to be accomplishing after the end of the six segments.
Yeah, so Grace Flow, as we've defined it, is influenced by an attempt, originally an attempt to encapsulate the everlasting gospel in a way that is going to make sense to everybody. It's basically God with us and us with God. It's God's attitude towards humanity from the beginning. It's his reason for creation. It was grace. It was his intention to be with humanity. Mm. And so that's the part that is important, and us with him in return is how we also graciously relate to each other. So that's an important part. Then there are seven mandates that we've extrapolated from Grace Flow that we see emanating from Scripture.
Yeah,
obviously from creation right up to the end. You would see them as a continuum from the beginning to the end. So those different mandates are informed by this intent to be with us and this partnership. Some theologians speak about it as a covenant, a partnership that God intended from the beginning. Even Paul speaks about it from before the foundations of the earth. Peter does the same. And every other element of Scripture points out to this having happened before the foundations of the earth. So it's the whole thing where God wants to be with us. And it has its implications. As I say, there are mandates with it. It has seven mandates or outlets of this relationship as those seven areas.
Now, that's good. That's good. Now, in terms of, Grace Flow itself, why Grace Flow Ministry?
Grace Flow is intended to, again, communicate the flow of grace from God to us, from us to other people. I couldn't think of a better way of expressing that connection that we need to have, that we need to maintain between ourselves and God, and between ourselves and fellow humanity. So when some years ago I was pastoring in another place, I then thought, how do we best, it took me about a year or so, how do we best express this notion of this connectivity, this positive vibe, this love relationship, this partnership that is supposed to exist between ourselves and God, and between us and other humanity and even other creatures, or the rest of creation, as it were. So it best describes that there needs to be a flow of grace, a flow of tenderness, a flow of love between these partners that God has put together. And so that's that intent. So I wrote it in book form.
Yeah, yeah.
Over 2,500 pages theology around that, from the beginning to the end. Even when we reach heaven, there will still be grace flow, because God intended to maintain that flow of grace between Him and us. And so that's the in my view, the best way to express this connection, this love relationship, this partnership with all the stakeholders. So that's what Grace Flow is about.
Yeah, that's beautiful. Now, Pastor, tell me then, at the end of this, series, basically, we're going to be talking about leadership principles that are inspired by the Grace Flow. What should the listener have at least gathered by the time we finish these six segments?
All right, let's start with the seven mandates. Maybe then we can connect the leadership part. So there's a love and relationship mandate which we are given. We're given a mandate to love one another, to love each other, to love fellow humanity, to love everything God is creating. In fact, the Bible tells us God is love. So out of that, God wants to create a kingdom or a reign or a people of love. Then there's the second one, which is the leadership, which many people pick up in Genesis, which is easy, leadership and governance. And from there, we are able to develop our leadership systems, our management systems, our governance systems, even politically and socially and otherwise. So you are able to develop that from the fact that they were set up, or humanity was set up to lead the rest of the world and to have dominion, to use the biblical language or the old biblical language. So that's the concept. That's where the latching with the leadership. Then there's the development and innovation part, which requires us to develop the earth, to maximize it. And you can't do it without science and technology. You can't do it without an understanding of the sciences and using technology. I mean, we see already technology right at the very beginning, even with Cain, where Cain develops cities or a city, and his brother develops the science and the technology of agriculture and all of those. So those are some of the things. And then the fourth one is the economics mandate. The making sure that the economic aspects are taken care of, producing food, making sure there's bread, making sure. So those are mandates that you see in scripture. Parenting is obviously stated from the beginning.
Yeah.
Come in and produce, be productive. Parenting, that's what it is. And making sure there's perpetuity between generations. The other one that we have so emphasized as a church and as a people and as Christianity as a whole is that of discipleship. Go ye therefore. That's a mandate, but it must be understood in the context of everything, because the tendency is to understand it in isolation. It tends to be not as we would like it to be. And the last one is obviously the Sabbath, the aspect of worship. So it's like at the end of the week, there's worship. Worship me, come before me, come for worship, come for some kind of engagement and accountability between yourselves and God. So that's the overall picture. So in different ways, it will articulate with aspects of leadership. It will deal with the different aspects of leadership in those spheres, but we will take your lead and see how you want us to handle that. But that's basically the essence of what we want to cover in this series.
Beautiful, beautiful. It's got to be a lovely one. I'm definitely looking forward to this series, Mfundisi. I cannot wait that we start next week. But for today, I am really, really excited. You've already whet my appetite. And I do hope that my listeners are also, you know, quite edgy to get into this and make sure that we, you know, are blessed through a grace flow. Thank you so much for joining us this afternoon.
All right. Thank you very much. And everything of the best to your listeners. Blessings.
Lovely. Thank you, Pastor.
Right.
Adventist World Radio, from broadcast to baptism, powered by SID Media.